Daniela Shaner, Ben Rabbi Yeshua Falk. Okay, so we were talking about Mishenichnas Adar Marvi Mesimcha and how come it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. We did the whole Chasam Sofer. Let's take a look for a second in the Sefer Shut Akiva Yosef. You know the Sefer Shut Akiva Yosef? Page 18. Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger. I had a Talmud who's Mishpacha, Ari Feiger from Chicago. You know Akiva Schlesinger? No. Feiger's related to him. You have to realize he lived from 1837 to 1922. He was the big one who wanted to reinstitute blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah Shachalios B'Shabbos. That was like a big thing.
The Rosh had that, no?
Yeah. Yeah, so let's see, yeah. So let's see, he has a couple of pieces here. There's two truvas here. In Yesh Mesanim, as man as that gimel, yomim zecha latayni sester. Right? Esther's a tsubolai. Right? So they had 3 days of tainus. But when was that? Pesach, right. So Mesivin Tofresh Peivav, let's look here on page 19. Mesivin Tofresh Peivav, Ziv gimel kosel amchaber, Yesh Mesanim, gimel yomim zecha latayni sester. So some people in Masana 3 days Zechel Latani Sesta. Achladaiti Mashalon Nogu Kain. So why Lo Nogu Kain? See, let's say Shalolavar Al Divrei Chazal Bekosu Shenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. Shor Batani Sistar but over Elza. So look at the footnote. It says Rabbeinu Mechadish Kiddush Godol. She also Lusanos Va'adar. He came into Sarah Harbos Mesimcha. Batani Su Hefach Asimcha. In other words, they would have had the 3 days in Adar because even though it was in Pesach time. But they would have been instituted at the same time of the Tiny Sester. They would have done 3 days.
In a row.
What?
In a row.
Well, let's see. So he says, Ksas Teimut, the Mishulchan Aruch, Simu Tav Kuf Pei, Yip Sivvei, is Kosu of the Minag, Vesanis Vazayin, Odar, Uvetes Odar. What's Tes Odar? What's Ekman? The Mirad, the Rabbeinu Sova, the Mutal, the Tainis, Vesanas Rak Dover Shahu Takonis Chazal, Kibo Tainis Esther, Vashanogu Bo Harbe, Mashenke and Aminik, Vesanas Gimel Yom Ba Odor, Ain Mufurish Metalman Rak Musach Sofram. Vigam Rov Ha Olam Ain Nogim Kane, Uvizah Sover, Rabbeinu Dain Vesanas Buzah came in the mind of Simcha. Well, if it is a Takonis Chazal, it's a Takonis Chazal. But if it's not a Takonis Chazal, just a Minhag, then you shouldn't do it in order because you're staring the Simcha. So that's interesting. So that's what he says in the Shut Rabbi Akiva Yosef. That you shouldn't do it because it's you're violating Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. Except if it's a tiny chalom. So then you get tired. So you're worried, so then you fast, it makes you feel better. So that's okay. Chasav Shav Magadev, Yesh Lo Onig, Matanis Mutter, King Gam Gazem Mutter, Yesh Lo Onig. Gam Lusani, Me'er Vosh Kodesh, What if people fast Yom Kippur Katan? So Yom Kippur Katan is Erev Rosh Chodesh. So the question is it right to fast Yom Kippur Katan for Nisan if it's going to be on in Adar, obviously? And the same thing by Iyar. Because Iyar, then you're fasting on Nisan, and then you're not supposed to. So that's what he writes here in the footnote. Your name is Simitov Yudzain, Ike Machloikas, footnote Gimel, last line of page 19 at the bottom. It says, Simitov Yudzain, Ike Machloikas, Apolskim, Sanas Be'erosh, Kodesh, Cheshvan, Venisan. Machriya Shom, Dolo, Yisane, Be'erosh, Kodesh, Iyar. Ulam Be'erosh, Kodesh, Cheshvan, Yisane. So he says the fascinating thing. So that's an interesting thing. In other words, like even Adar you should not fast too much. Whatever was either a minig before some or a takanas chazal meila.
What?
A yortzeit. Yeah, so that's interesting. What about a yortzeit? No, but he's saying that any time you fast is really decreasing sinful.
Well, it's a decreasing sinful Should we not have any things to go to the other?
No, right. Yortzeit is still a sman of. It's not as sman of zimcha. I mean, I had a question recently. I asked Rav Abadi this question. He chuckled when I asked this question. Is about people have a minhag not to go to a chasana on their yortzeit. There's a minhag like that. Not to go to a chasana on a yortzeit. So somebody booked a chasana hall for their child's wedding and they didn't realize that it was their parents' yortzeit. So they could undo it, but then they probably have to lose money or something like that. So everybody thought they could keep it. They don't have to... They don't have to unbook the hall. They'll lose money as a result. And he said that even the other people could go, meaning our aunts and uncles who also had the yortzeit. It was their grandparents who passed away. The grandparents of the chassid, kala, whatever. Okay. So that's... So now he has another tshuva about the general question of why the Shulchan Aruch left out Mishenichtas Adar Marmi Mesimcha. Mar Tainis Dav Chavtes Yisa Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Vashelis Yishmei Nerav Shem Shenichtas Av Mati Mesimcha Kach Mishenichtas Adar Marmi Mesimcha Su Yitzah Hosam Mamar Papa Hilchach By Israel, the deen of Hadinochri, Nishtamit, Mine, Ba'av, Derea, Mazli. Limtsi, Nafshi, Ba'oda, Debriya, Mazli. Right? That's what the Gemara says. You shouldn't have the. With a goy, the din with a goy on Av, because it's bad Mazli. And so the question is, like we saw in the Chasim Sofer, Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. Shulchan Aruch, Simit Hofkuf, and Aleph. Nizgar Din, the Ba'av, Mati, Mesimcha. So, there was in Chodesh Av, it's mentioned. Efshar lomar dinei amagin Avram, kosev shem tosin megillah, the matim besimcha haynu she'ein smechim kal. Right? Tosin says, matim besimcha means there's no simcha at all. If the Efshar lomachis is a shekel, you know where the biyat simcha mutar him came mashir b'dover. You can't say it's just b'matin, as opposed to there is simcha, but you're just, it has to be no simcha at all, in av. Al-kak shem matim kol ikram. Him came shenichtas adar marbim mashir hu b'riboy. So what is this shir? Because on one hand, if mamatim b'simcha means no simcha at all, so marbim b'simcha should mean just the opposite. But then on the other hand, as the Gemara says, also l'malos chalf piv ba'olam hazeh. So then what's the shir? So he says maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch left it out. Look at the bottom. Kavanoso, the Ba'av, in the bottom of the page, where the arrow is. Kavanoso, the Ba'av Yeshia Mugdar, the Hainu Matim Simcha Kolikr. In other words, we know what we're limited. Don't do any Simcha. But Reboy Simcha Ba'adar, what is it, how far does it go? Say, Yevshah Lichtov Hachim Simcha came in the Hainu Mugdar Kama. Frad Gami May Adar Asul Malus Piv Tzchok. You can't say there's no limit, because you're not allowed to be Malus Tzchok Piv Ba'olam Azeh. Having simple yeshbo kavul together, mashir yeshbo. There's the mitaras pseif in the mukher chaim, ain't sure the kazam sofa, etc. That's the first terrace.
Is it possible that
kaiyim
can learn like qualitatively? We refer to it like maximum simple doesn't mean at least kaiyim is like a different level, like qualitatively different than simple. But if you want to say if you're a mayim simple kol ikar, that means that you have to be ba'atzmus. Probably.
Right.
They just don't have any simcha. You
can
be neutral.
Right, but Marvin.
So Marvin has to be tzchok. What can Marvin be?
Right, you could say that tzchok is different.
Tzchok
is not what we call tzchok. You think tzchok is a little like tzonis. Tzchok.
Right.
But tzchok just means simcha.
Yeah.
You know, like. We think tzchok sometimes just means like he's telling jokes, and it doesn't mean that. It means to over rejoice. So that would be in the, so what he's saying is a good shot.
Like a firm body,
yeah. So let's see what else he says.
Wait, so why?
Right, that's right. So that doesn't, right. But I guess he felt that if you quote Rav Papa, so it would have to say it in a way of Marvin Masimcha, and then you'd have to, right, at least he should have said that you should go to a din with a goy. Right, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So where is the Rosh Hashanah Ein Smechim Kalal?
That's in Tosfos. That's in Tosfos, okay? Mechav Tes and Tainus. Then he says, "Did a shayla limte nafshe." Now he's going to ask your question. Hagoyin Rav Ezra, Rav. Oh, we're up to page 20 in this pack. We're doing Shilas and Tshuvas Akiva Yosef. I want you guys to know Shilas and Tshuvas Akiva Yosef. That's Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, who is the one who is famous for. I don't know if he instituted or tried to institute blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. Yeah, I wasn't. He was very, you know. I met his descendants. I told you, I have my Talmud, Rabbi Ari Feiger, he has Mishpacha who are his descendants. Yeah, I don't know if every Schlesinger is his descendants, but this person was his.
But that is about a of.
No, because we're going to say the Rif. The Rif says b'shnei bezdin it can be mutter based on the Rif. So he's not being okay. He's just saying we can make a bezdin, and it was needless to say, it was controversial. It was a controversial thing. So I'm choking them.
There's also some kind of a so-called movement through
Reinstitut Karben Pesach. Reinstitut Karben Pesach was that as there. Yeah, there's always these movements, but there's all types of movements.
Can you do it in the
some good, some
not so good.
What?
Can you do it in the tefillah?
No, look on your phone. What does it say on your phone? Yeah. Right. What does it say in the Wikipedia? Yeah. Tell you, what state the Wikipedia? You know? Yeah, Akiva Poppers will read us what state in Wikipedia. I'm sure they have to talk about that. If they don't talk about that, then...
You're the disciple of the Tav Sofer and Maharam Sheikh.
Shh, pretty good. Talmud of Maharam Sheikh and Tav Sofer.
He's known for his unsuccessful country in Tehran or Shofar when Arshana Baruch Shabbat advances the country.
So did he actually do it? Did they do it?
I remember learning about the Shofar and Maharam Sheikh.
Yeah.
It says,
yeah, it has advanced.
No, it
doesn't
go
deeper. Rev 7, I think, has it. More than Bahalacha.
He's proper again.
I think he just records it. You know, I think. I have to check. I'm not positive. So let's see what he says. Adina Shani. In other words, how come the din, if you have a din with a goy, so the Gemara says you should try to schedule it for Adar. Right? If you have a din with a goy, you shouldn't do it in Av, but you should do it in Adar. So that's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. So we on Wednesday we saw the Chasam Sofer all about it. Now he's going to see what he says. He's a Talmud of Maram Shik. You're a Talmud of Maram Shik, you know. Yeah. What can I tell you? That's something. The Talmud Chasam Sofer, I mean, it's one generation away. The din of Shein Limtzi Nafshi Ma'odne Debar Mazla Efshel Loma Al Pima the Kosev Marshal Sham. Kedusha Agos Hakshaf Lo Ein Mazel Bisrael. So Marshal has the Kasha Lo Ein Mazel Bisrael. Retar Sham Di Kol Mokem Galgun Zchus Liom Zakei. Begalgim was chus liyom zakai. There's still an Indian of that if there's a day that has good things happening, so you should try to get all the good things on that day. Ve'evshal lom l'fim ad yisem b'yordeya nafa p'shei nichush b'kom mokam b'masha odam yodeh shehu neged ha-mazel lo yasev lo yismach al ha-neis. Because there's no nichash. So if you see a black cat crossing the street, and you're going to say, okay, so that means I'm not going out of my house today, because something could happen. So that's nichash. You know how to do it. But if there's a day that has a bad mazel, so ein mazel Yisrael means HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore will bring a nes that you won't be affected. But why should you be somech in that? Ain't somech im al nes. So an Av has a bad mazel. So therefore you shouldn't have a din with a goy because it's a bad day. So when are you going to be so mad that Hashem is going to make a special nes so you'll have a good din even though you went in a zman that's bad mazel? So negative mazel, much closer to the other. the takiv. So therefore, so he says like this. So when it comes to, so the Shulchan Aruch Taka says that you shouldn't have a din with the Akum and Av, because it's a bad mazel, and you shouldn't say, oh, it's a bad mazel, but in mazel Yisrael, Hashem will help me out. No, ain't something melanes. So if it's a bad mazel, Hashem can help you out, but you shouldn't be so mech on that. This ain't something melanes. So what about Adar? Aval Adar, the Takif mazle, it has a very good mazel. But under the Takiv Mazle, Lo Nitzrach La Omro, you don't have to say why. It goes why. Al Pima Di Zeb Gemara Bebrachas Bishmei Dov Shu Ben Yochai the Mutter Lizgaros Birushayim. Are you allowed to start up with the Rishayim? So it seems to be a contradiction whether Mutter or Asur. So the Gemara says a couple of terutz. One is Pataris be libo nokfo olo. What does that mean? You want to give me a brachas? Oh, I have it right here. I have a brachas. So libo nokfo means when you're nervous. Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara says like this: Amar Yochanan, Mutal Lizgaras Rishayim Bolam Azeh. Shemem Ozvei Torah Yehalu Rosha. Shomrei Torah Yizgaru Bab. You're allowed to chep the Rishayim in this world. Tani Nami Hakim Rabbi Dostai, Mutal Lizgaras Rishayim Bolam Azeh. But then we have another pasuk that says, Al Tischarim Rimreim, Al Tikane Mosei Abla. Amar Lo Mishal Limonovcha Omer Lo Omer Kain. In other words, if you're nervous that you have Averis, and you're having Averis Shabiyado, then you shouldn't start up with the Rishayim. If you're not nervous, then you could start up with the Rishayim.
What does this have to do with
what's I'll explain to you in a second. 1 second. So that's the first Teretz. In other words, the Gemara says, it's a stira, psukim, whether you should start up with the Rishayim, so it depends. If you're a person who is Yorei from your Averis, then you shouldn't start up with the Rishayim. If you're not Yorei, then you can start up with the Rishayim. That's one teretz. Another teretz is, Haba Mile Didei, Haba Mile Dishmaya. In other words, what are you starting him up about? About mundane things or Torah things? So what is he saying? If it's Mili Didei, then you could start up, you can't start up.
Can't.
But Mili Dishmaya, you're seeing that this guy is Rishon, we're going to chepering with Yiddish guy, then you could be Mocha. And the other thing is, he might say, Mahava Haba Mili Dishmaya, Lokasha Haba Rosh Hashah Misachekaslo, Haba Rosh Hashain Shah Misachekaslo. In other words, this is one type of Russia that you see he's being matzliach. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets Rishayim be matzliach to pay him off in this world to get rid of him. So once he's in the mode of Rosh Hashah Shah Mesachekach Slow, then you stay away. If it's the Rosh Hashah Ein Shah Mesachekach Slow, then you can chapel with him. So that's the three terutzim. So now I'm back in the tshuva here on page 20. So So what does he mean here? So the footnote he writes like this: Chavodas Rabbeinu Hu, Dada Osa Pulos L'Kayim Adin in Ma'akum Chodesh Adar. Because if you're going to do something to say to make sure you'll have a din with the Rasha in Adar, so that's called your misgayer Birishoy. So it's totally in the three terutzim of the Gemara. So he says like this. In other words, first you have to make sure that you're not violating Al Tischa Tischa Birushayim. So if you're not, because by the mere fact that you're making it for other, that's being Tischa Birushayim. So then, if you fit into these terutzim, then you're okay, so then you can do it B'chodesh Adar. So he's saying, by Adar, it was... It was first you have to work it into the Gemara. You understand? First you have to work it into the Gemara to see whether you fulfilled the concept of Al Tischa B'Rishoy. So I guess you have to be able to see all the three Shitas. If it's Ein Libo Nokfo, and it's what? It's really the Shmaya, and it's Shosha, and it's Shosha Einha, it's Rosh Hashaina Shah Mitzachekislo, then you can do it. So to go to court is not really the Shmaya, it's your own thing. But mainly the almanat.
What? Are you allowed to dedicate by the Shmaya, or you should not dedicate by the Shmaya?
What do you think? You can. In other words, if the guy is trying to not allow the shul to open or something like that, or
he's
not allowing the mikveh to be built or something like that, yeshiva to. They don't want the yeshiva to be built or something like that. But a lot of times it's talking about your own personal mamonis with a guy. So then Mimela, it's not going to be... So even the fact that Adar is okay, but it's not going to work out anyway. See, by Av, so it's a bad mazel. So you shouldn't get involved. Because if you're getting involved, it's like ain't some chimalanes. One second. But when it comes to other, you have a good mazel. So then it's obvious you can do it, but then so it doesn't need to say it. Because the only reason you can't do it is because you're going against the mazel, but he has a good mazel, there's nothing wrong. So the only thing it's tolayin is what? Whether you're violating another issue. So the fact that others marvin besimcha, so that's irrelevant. So okay, like Rabbi Tuchman was saying last week, so what? But the fact that there's nothing to quantify it. Like Rabbi Tuchman said to Yehuda, right? There's nothing to quantify. But still, why don't you say to quantify the to go to court? Because the court case is another halakhic issue. of you being Mizgara Birishoyim. So then you maybe you shouldn't be Mizgara Birishoyim, if what? Unless you have the three qualifications. The question is, does that have, you know, the question about, you know, the Satmar Rebbe with the Medina, and is that connected to this or not?
So it means an av, even if everything is good, you shouldn't litigate.
An av,
necessarily.
What do you mean if everything is good?
I mean, if it's ainly or not.
Right, right. All you have all the good things. Right.
Still, it's also an av.
Right, because it's Rea Masle. So Rea Masle, you have no heter.
Right.
Because you would still need a nace to happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not what? Wouldn't bring in the bad mazel. You still need a nace to happen. But by other, so there's no chiddush. The only thing that you have to make sure is that the other thing is okay, but besides other itself, there's no nafkamina. Because the only thing halachically you'd have to be concerned is if you have the three terutzim of the Gemara. I think it's very good. He's good, Rabbi Akiva. He was a big Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Akiva Yosef. It's controversial, shtickle. You know, he wants to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. It's not the thing. It's not the way to go. Yeah. What else? Kailas. What type of Kailas? Was he Radzina Kailas or was he... The Arizal says Tchelis is only the Zman Habayis, and that's when Tchelis is going to come back. And that's why the Satmar Rebbe said, you know what the Satmar Rebbe said? What do we say in Purim? Biroshom Yachat Tchelis Mordechai, because that was the Zman that they thought of Aschalta de Gula, that the Bayis was coming back. So then, right, the Arizal, so then Tchelis Mordechai, then they had the Tchelis. Because that's what Samar Rebbe says, that how do you use tchelos for a mitzvah? It's a dover tummy. So he said, yeah, but the concept of a dover tor and dover tummy is only in this world. In Shamayim, everything's tor. Everything's tor. So therefore, when there's a man hagula, then the tchelos is going to connect with the tchelos of the Kisei HaKovod. Shamayim, Kisei HaKovod. So then the Shamayim, there's no chiluk between Tamei and Torah. But when we're not, it's not. So it's interesting. I pointed out, maybe somebody else also, it's interesting, it seems to be, I could be wrong, but it seems to be there is maybe sometimes a correlation between the people who are into the Tchelis and the people who are into the Aschalta de Gula versus the people who, you know, because it works in good with this whole work with the Satmar Rebbe of the Aschalta de Gula. That's good for what they were in the time of Purim. Like Rav Shach always points out, the time of Purim was Aschalta de Gula. They were going to rebuild the bias. And that's what the Satmar Rebbe says. That was, so that's why Tchelis was like a big thing then. That's why we emphasize on Purim Tchelis Mordechai. Perosim Yachat Tchelis Mordechai. Okay. That's a whole. If you want to hear the whole shiur of that, that's a shiur I gave in Beth Aaron on last week. The longer version of this, what I just said now. Yeah.
I mean, the shiur was not specifically about Tchelis, it was about Purim. But it's a fascinating shiur, you should listen to it. Yeah, what are you saying, Ezra?
So we should look now in the Eish El Abraham on page 21 of Muchach. Who went to Hank here? Anyone went to Hank? Rabbi Warman was the Rebbe at Hank. You ever heard of Rabbi Warman?
Warman was the Eish El Abraham,
right? Yeah, but I'm saying Rabbi Warman was the Rashiv at Hank. Big Tam Chacham, Sheris Yosef, many volumes. So that he's from that mishpacha of the Eish El Avraham of Muchach. So what does he say? So he says a chiddush here on page 21 in the Eish El Avraham, Hilchos Megillah, Tafresh Peivav. Marbe v'simcha misvara kol achodesh ad nisan. He says Marbe v'simcha is the whole month. See, that's why we can learn it today. Marbe v'simcha is the whole month. Usually the things that, like they end at, you know, you would think for certain things, like reading the Megillah, the Yerushalmi says you can read the Megillah from Rosh Chodesh. If you're going on a Shayara and you're not going to have a Megillah with you in Purim, so ready from Rosh Chodesh, you can read the Megillah. But up to Tezvav, not after that. He said Lo Yavar. But Gabi, Marbe B'Simcha, it's the whole month. Marbe B'Simcha was told, Kol HaChodesh Ad Nisan. You can see, V'Chodesh HaShem Nevach, V'Yirad L'Simcha. Ruben means the Tova. Achronim, Kosu Gabi Av Ad Elo. Kol Shekem B'Kach Ad Nisan. Because if you hold by Matim B'Simcha until Elo, then certainly Marbe B'Simcha is still Nisan.
Okay,
maybe. What? Yeah. Okay, let's look now in the Muke Orachayim. That's by the Mukhacha. Did you ever see the Mukhacha Chasana? You saw it? Yeah, I told you, you have to see that clip. You have to see the clip of the Mukhacha Chasana. Okay? Everyone make sure to see it. Okay? What? The Mukhacha Rebbe's daughter married who? Reb Baruch Rabinowitz. No? You gotta know this. This is basic knowledge. Baruch Rabinowitz was his son-in-law, the Mukhacha's son-in-law. And then he became a shtickle tziyani, and then they had a... So his son is now the Mukhacha Rebbe in Barapach, because they had a skipper generation But it's interesting, there's a famous clip of the Michas Aloza that's yelling about Chil Shabbos in America. You have to see it, Rafes, you have to see this clip. You have to see it. Sorry. Yeah. First of all, it's really interesting to see how they came to the Chasana. They came to the Chasana they came with like bicycles.
Yeah.
They were all in Mukach. Which country?
Starts in the middle, but I can start from the beginning.
Okay, we'll get to it. So the Muki Arachaim here. So he discusses this idea here. Take a look on page 25.
he also is going to discuss Mishnichta Sadar. On page 25. The Sefer Nimukei Orachaim, that's his Sefer that he wrote on Orachaim. Tafresh Pevav. Omnam Kashavni Viguf Hadover. Lama Hishmit Harambam Hachnam Nichta Sadar Barber Vesimcha. The Gemara says exactly how you matim simcha, masu matim, bin shul simcha, etc. Kavodas Chachamei Zal ki mishenichtas av matim b'simcha mufarsh b'mam matim kidei shalonis b'chas v'sholom v'yos ba'atzvas gomer u'mar shchora ratzolomer. As he's saying like this, now you might think that everyone should be depressed on the month of Av. You should be what? Atzvas gomer u'mar shchora. That's a yeshiva shalingo for depression. It's called what?
Moshe.
Yeah, the English Moshe. Yeah, Marash Chayre.
Yeah.
Marash Chayre. So if Mematim Besimcha, you would think he should be Marash Chayre. So he says, "Ube'emes lo zu der hadach mitalbeide mitalmide rabbeinu habesht v'aboy machareim." You should never be Marash Chayre, even in Chodesh Av. So therefore, the Gemara tells us all it means is you shouldn't have masal matam, you shouldn't do this, but the other thing, you should be depressed. You shouldn't be depressed and despair. Okay, knock it rock the Aza Dvarim Matim Simcha Mishanichtos Av. So then the Torah has to tell us, not the Gemara, I mean the Gemara has to tell us what exactly you be Mamait. Because don't think that it means that you should be total depression. Today, Lamait, Shemeshar Dvarim Ischazik Mishimcha, Mitochen, Uvavo Hanem Lashem Mitzapra Yeshua Gula. Aval Mishanichtas Adar Marbim Simcha Nochet Stam Kimida Tova Maruba. Uveza Dona Shaduchal Oz Laharbos Mesimcha Mitzvah Ika. Kol echad yishar bilbavo v'nafsho. Lo nachar pratei hadvarim l'simcha sh'oz hayam amayit v'eizeh dover sh'ducha odma. So he says, aval mishnich shav odam harbi v'simcha nachat stam ki mida tova v'ruba v'eizeh dover sh'ducha odma harbi v'simcha mitzvah ikam kol echad yishar bilbavo v'nafsho. By simcha, whatever you makes you happy. Yeah, v'lo nochat prati hadvarim the simcha. You see, it only had to say the prati hadvarim by atzmas because you might think it should be total atzmas. So then it has to tell you what what it really is. What's that? V'lo nochat prati hadvarim the simcha she'ozay yelamay dachrini. Because if it'll tell you only these things, that in Matra, it shouldn't be simcha in other areas. So that's what we say in Shai Yisachar. That's one of the greatest swarm, you know, Shai Yisachar. One second. Go slow. And also, you know, Sa Yisachar is where he has his thing where he attacks what? Tafyoin. Yeah, he comes out against Tafyoin and Sa Yisachar. Because that was the Yagura. The Yagura is the Tafyoin. So that was, and Mukach was against Yagura.
What did he say? What was that?
If you give me the sefer, I can read to you what it says. Page Tough Pei Bay. Try Tough Pei Bay.
See, the Shemagin Shira, that he only always says, I try to keep one day behind the rest of the Tzibur. Why? Because Tatyami is a Buddha.
Right.
Buddha is Zionism.
Right.
Zionism is clear.
I think this is Zionism.
Yeah, so, no, I mean...
Well,
Ger is part of the Medina, right? Ger votes, right?
Yeah.
They vote in the elections. So you think you can learn about the army. But if you're not... But if you... So that's what it says in the Shai Yisrael. Ufizeh hayad nechor mokam utarz nivir rabbein haramam. Shalavi hach nidichnas odem marmim simcha came into Darko. Right, the Rambam tells you what you're supposed to do. The Rambam's not a philosophy. I mean, it's philosophy, but I'm not. You found it?
No.
What?
I'm going.
Shvisas Yontif, the same for him as Asir Bia. Yeah, so that is something you do. This is not so partial because by Hilchas Yontif, it's clear he tells you specific actions. The only thing is, he says in certain cases he does tell you about being happy. The answer is Hilchas Deis, by definition, is Deis. So you can't bring a raya that in Hilchas Deis he's speaking about emotional things, and not because that's what Hilchas Deis is. But in other words, he has to caution himself. He says, you know, since it's all types of simcha, emotional simcha, the Rambam doesn't get involved with that. He really gets involved with practical halacha. He has kashas from Yisuri Bia, the Taras HaMachshava. She'd look at Torah Shavua, yeah. Yeah, because Lamaisa, you shouldn't... Action. But his point is that he's saying by Mamata Simcha, he's telling you this because there's a, in other words, because you might think you should go further and have total Yeish and total Atzmus and total this. But the point is that the whole point of Tisha B'Av is that we don't have Yeish. It's to be Matzap El Yeshua. That's a good word for next Tisha B'Av, I was thinking. Because, in other words, Kol Matzap El Yushalayim shows that he's not Mitzyayish, because he's looking forward that there's going to be a Geula if he's Matzap El. What? Yeah, so then, Memela, there's no, and that's what all these halachas are about, but not yeish. But my thing, the matim b'simcha is to have you call. Okay, that's what he said. Yeah, kishem. Yeah. So some people, they're very into the kishem. The Rav was at Shame that you're making bracha on Birkas HaMitzvah, so too you're making bracha on Birkas HaNenin. You know, the Rambam has that. So then the Rambam wants to say that by Birkas HaNenin is a matir, so by mitzvah is also a matir. That's his big thing. So somebody asks a question, why do you need a matzah to a mitzvah? You mitzvah, so why do you need a matzah to do it? The tzibur is the matzah. I mean, so the Rav, he was very into the matzah. Everything's a matzah. But it was kashem. So maybe kashem doesn't mean, you know, just means, you know, parallel, but not like exactly. You have to be so fadaic that it has to be totally shavah b'shavah in the kashem. But the Salvation was very into whatever said kashem to make it. You found it? Maybe I have the wrong page.
It's on like my Adam? The right section? Sorry about that.
It's by Shavuot. Where's the page? How do you know it's the right page? Oh. Maybe it's by Shavuot?
Okay, I'll look.
Maybe it's Reish Pei Pei?
Reish Pei Pei, that's the player of the...
Can you
search it?
Search for that film and go?
I could try.
Yeah, so these are the but it's interesting what so today we did the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Yosef and the Yeshua Avraham, then it's the whole month and the Nimuk Erechayim yeah, let's hear. Oh, and also, this explains having two weddings this week, Be'ez Hashem. Rav Gutman here, page 16, quotes, Simcha b'chol cholish adar. You know, you normally is a minhag that you should get married the first half of the month when the chodesh is...
the moon is waxing.
Right, but the Shri Yisrael says, afilu man dekapni shalom lasas nesum mechitzon elvana, but by chodesh adar ein lahakpid. Oh. So that's the marker for people who are making chasses this week. That Chodesh Adar, since the whole month is the month of Simcha, so you can even make chasses after Purim, when the moon is getting diminishing. The marker for Chodesh Adar ain't happy. Chol Ratzon Tzur, Abbasov the Chodesh. B'Yapi Mashiach B'Yushalmi, Man Danofik, Orchid Kar Megil Meish Chodesh Shliv Chodesh Nevach, Yim Kei Mefarish Kol Chodesh Nevach. אם כן כל החודש הזה אפילו בסוף החודש ימי חיתן הלבונה תן לכם סימפו טוב עד כאן דבר so that's an interesting minhag that by חודש עדה the whole month is simcha. Do they say that by Nisan? Was Nisan also a chora?
Yeah.
No, right, but what about getting married? You can't get married, right? You can't get married unless you hold something second. Well, it's a sphere. There's another issue of sphere, which depends which.
Well, assuming you hold sphere all year.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also the focus, yeah.
Why you say?
Except in the minion, I try to keep one minion that they shouldn't.
Wait,
when?
During?
After
between
end
of Sukkot and
Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, I meant to not say. Oh, right.
Yeah. Most shuls don't say.
Most shuls don't, but in
love
they do.
Yeah, I know.
I was here.
Yeah, I know.
No, no.
Yeah, he said it's on the books, like it's in the Ramah, so... Right. Right, some people, yeah, they have people like that, but... Right. Yeah, but... yeah, some people are very interesting. No, you found it? Is it Reish Pei-Bes? Okay, I'll have to look it up in the library. It might be a Shavuos. Do you have the Shavuos? Okay. Can you do a search, Daf Yomi?
Yeah, I'm searching.
Okay. Okay, everyone say, so tomorrow we're having the Bechina. And then Tuesday we'll continue the new topic of Vayam Machanecha Kadosh. Thank you.